Addicts. Welcome back to Addicts Live, your internet escape from the craziness in the world. I'm Alyssa, your resident head addict, and I am joined, as always, by my co-host to the north, wearing a Blue Jays hat, hoping baseball gets back on track, Super Safi.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm hoping the hat brings the Blue Jays and baseball back. I mean, it's been too long for these labor negotiations, so I'm waiting to see the Blue Jays. I mean, they got a good chance of winning the World Series. They got a nice young core, so let's go, Jays. Let's go, baseball. Come back.
They have to agree on something first. So, yes, the Addicts crew is back once again to bring you Simpsons news and Saturday smiles. And as always, before we get into this week's show, it is time for your regular reminder to subscribe to our YouTube channel. So hit that red button so you don't miss any of the Addicts. And as always, for those not watching this directly on YouTube, I will put a link to the subscribe button in the show notes below us. So let's get on with the show. We've got another really special episode for you guys today. As you can see, it's not just Super Safi here with me today. There's another person on Addicts Live. I'm very excited that this person is back because I've missed him very much. We've got another one of the original Addicts here.
Yeah. Hi.
The Wookiee returns.
Silver Sasquatch himself.
Return of the Wookster, episode 8 or 93 or something. I lost track of the episode, but yeah.
Lots of episodes. I've listened to each and every one of them. Oh, yeah. You're like, I have sometimes too. Sorry, Addicts friends. We're also joined by my wild Ewok child. And don't think too hard.
A big Wookiee and a baby Wookiee. So it's all good.
Yeah, the baby Wookiee wanted to make sure we got this recording done where it wasn't like midnight for Alyssa. But the boy is here.
Yeah. So instead of the child noises coming from my house, they'll be coming from Wookiee's house. That's, you know.
Yes.
So yes, the Wookiee is back. He's come back to join Addicts Live once again as we continue our trip down TSTO memory lane, celebrating 10 years of TSTO. Wookiee, how have you been?
Oh, I'm good. I'm good. Just working, trying to get a big boy job, and I don't have school as a great excuse anymore for a lack of free time. Now I just have a 2-year-old. So,
hey, that doesn't work. That doesn't fly with me.
I know. You've got the 3-month-old and the 3-year-old and the
6, 3 and 3 months. Yeah. That excuse doesn't fly with me. You're just, you know, I like your wife enough that I don't bug you. I don't take away your free time.
I mean, I've always called you Alyssa the Amazing, so I've never been the Amazing Wookiee. I've just been the Wookiee. Yeah. Some people are better at juggling everything.
You will always be my brother from another mother. So whether you're on the Addicts Live or not, no, you always have a place. Don't worry.
Absolutely. Safi is a much better replacement, and he's much more Canadian.
You know what? I will say this. While Safi is Canadian and very nice, Wookiee, you are like honorarily Canadian, though how nice you are on this show. So,
I
hockey.
It's true.
I will say, like, playing TSTO as just a regular player is lovely. Like, just enjoying the events and going through and be like, la la la, life is good. Can't believe this thing still exists.
I wonder what that's like.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
But we've done a few of these Turn Back the Clock episodes so far, and we've talked about a few events, but now it's time to talk about Wookiee's favorites. Listen, Wookiee's been part of Addicts for a very long time. Anyone that's been around the site for a long time knows that Wookiee's favorite Simpsons episode is...
Monorail!
Monorail. Yeah. Can I have a second? I'm sorry.
All cracked and broken. Sorry, Mom. The mob has spoken. Monorail.
So while that's Book's favorite episode, I was actually surprised to hear that his favorite update in TSCO was actually superheroes, although not quite surprised because he does live in the realm of, you know, all things. What is it? Your geek flag, all things.
Yeah. The universe and everything, but mostly geek stuff.
There you go. So I'm not overly surprised to hear that Superheroes was your favorite.
You know, but then you mentioned Monorail and I felt sheepish. I was like, I also really like that one too. So,
but that's okay because Monorail, most of the prizes were just tracks. So it'd be a very short episode.
Yeah. We just got the Monorail. Like, that's what I remember from it. And like the tease of Lyle Landley, the never fulfilled tease.
We got Sebastian Cobb.
Yeah. And his hoverboard task continues in my town to this day. So not only Monorail, but a Back to the Future joke. So
There you go. We talked about the Monorail.
No, it's a science. Scientist. Batman's a scientist. It's not Batman.
Yeah. Was that, or may the force be with you. Do you know who I am? a solar eclipse. The cosmic ballet goes on.
See, this is what happens when you have two folks on Addicts Live I'm not going to call you guys nerds. who have a lot of geek knowledge, I will say.
Yeah,
it's all nerds, just geeks.
Well, I just, you know, it goes over my head. So,
I mean, literally, though, like if someone's like, "Oh, I've never seen The Simpsons," like the Monorail episode is such a classic to like send them to. You know,
it's true.
One of the kids I work with, I was like, "Start with season 3." I was like, "Season 1 and 2 are great, but start with season 3." And they came back and they're like, "I hate you, I'm so hooked." And I was like, "Ha ha, another one. Did you know there's a game?"
That's how you get it. Yeah. Yay, you can thank Wookie.
Wookie's always the forever TSTO plug. And you know, there's a game, and then there's a website that goes along with that. Exactly. You should check it out.
Yeah, it's so easy. Like, oh, is that game frustrating you? Well, there's a website that'll teach you all about it.
It's true. We've been doing it for a very long time.
Yeah. I'm still playing. I mean, I just cleared my town like probably an hour ago.
So that's, you know, before we get into kind of talking about, you know, your favorite event, like, well, before we get into talking about superheroes, really, I mean, we already talked about Monorail. I mean, that's pretty much all there is to Monorail. Tracks and building a Monorail and Sebastian Cobb.
Yeah.
When I don't remember, when did you start playing TSTO?
So let's see. Site started August
of 13.
So probably like March, April, May of 2013.
Well, I know you did Whacking Day.
Yeah.
Did you do anything before Whacking Day?
Yes.
So Whacking Day was March of 13.
My first event was Halloween 2012.
Okay. So there you go. So,
and
so
I want to say that event either started like a week after I was playing or was like going on when I got everything that was in it. So
that's the one where you had to like egg towns and toilet paper towns and all that fun stuff.
And it was like classic Treehouse of Horror, and like my, you know, Treehouse of Horror is some of my favorite stuff. So yeah.
Well, you know, that brings me to an interesting segue here, since we haven't had you on in a while and since you still play. Treehouse of Horror is all spoofs. So the original Treehouse of Horror episodes were, you know, you had Marge come out and say, "Oh, this might be scary for children." And then now they're literally just like, they take Avatar and make a spoof about it. But then the updates themselves are truly based on the Treehouse of Horror episode. So we went through this at Halloween and you weren't on to talk about it. So everybody complained because the Geriatric Park update was not Halloween-y. But it was Treehouse of Horror. So what is your opinion on that? Like, do you care if the Halloween events are based on true Treehouse of Horror events, or do you think that they need to be Halloween events?
I mean, if you're classic Simpsons, it's Treehouse of Horror, and it's just, it's gone on so long. There's so, the breadbasket is so full. So I think as long as they're sticking to, you know, the episode they put out for those Halloweeners, you know, they'll be fine.
Hollow Richards.
Yeah, and I mean, yeah, like, there's only so much you can do, And I thought the last Halloween episode, you know, event was all right. I mean, I'm a nerd. I love Jurassic World, Jurassic Park. So I was like, this is dope. And I like that they found four different segments to mess around with. And my expectations are so low. Like, my town is just like crawling with weirdness. And like, you know, I don't put as much time and effort into it as I used to. But if you visit my town, you'll find like, oh, he just got a wild hair and like designed an entire something area, you know? Like, and I've got plans for the Great White North, you know, that's what I'm calling everything north of the mountains. And yes, I realize some people do their directions different, but the ocean is to the west. I'm from California. So where Safi lives is above my mountains. I literally have like the toll booth for Canada and like the Canadian bus, like right going into Springfield Heights. Like when you go up there,
I love it.
And there's a really nice mall, and it's sort of like the Mall of America, because I always think of that as part of Canada. So
I've been there. I can assure you it is not part of Canada.
I tease all my friends from like Minnesota and North Dakota that they're just South Canadians.
They really are. I remember going up to North Dakota or to Minnesota, and I'm like, you know, I'm going to have to come up north to see you guys. Like, you guys are north of Toronto. I hope you realize. But yeah, it was when you're talking about like still playing, and are you still doing the monorail? Just out of curiosity, are you still grinding out monorail tracks?
So they surprise me. Like, something happens and the notification comes up and says, you got track. And I'm like, oh, yeah. So I have a whole bunch of pieces, but I certainly like, from Canada, the monorail snakes down to Christmastown and then goes around my Springfield to like the Western Station, which is in the south by like all the Wild West stuff, and then goes towards the bottom and comes up the right, like, and ends at the Quickie Mart station. I think it's either that one or a different, but yeah, so it's not a full circle around my town, but it goes around most of it.
So it's like the Wookiee Sir Mix-a-Lot remix. Wookiee got track.
Yeah. Yeah, Wookiee got lots of track.
Yeah, I could go on, yeah, but I won't.
My town is little in the middle, but it's got much track.
There you go. Wookiee got track.
It's a one track mind.
All right. So your first event was Halloween 2012, which was over 10 events ago. I mean, 10 events ago, 10 years of, there's been 10 Halloween events, even though we're in the 10th year now, but there's been 10 Halloween events. So yeah. The original, like I said, you egg towns, you threw toilet paper at people. It was a fun little event.
The kids costumes to go trick or treating.
Yep.
And I think that might have been the extent of it.
Yeah, it wasn't as elaborate as the second Halloween was, which was the 2013, which you were unfortunately locked out of your game for much of. But
Yeah, my homer.
But the next big event, aside from Christmas, because there was a Christmas event that year as well, but then the big one was Whacking Day. And that's when so many people started, because for Whacking Day, that's when it was available on Android as well. So you had all this new plethora of players joining the game. And we were talking about this earlier as well. Whacking Day, as great as those years of TSTO was, Whacking Day sucked. Well, I would argue that Whacking Day was, I think, more frustrating than the wheel in 2013.
No.
For Christmas, because you couldn't unlock everything. It was so hard to unlock all the prizes. That event, I think, was extended so many times. It ran from like March to May. It was crazy.
I got everything because of the extensions. But I whacked. Like, so much whack. And my neighbors were like, you kids, stop whacking in my tool shed. And I'm like, hey, I need to whack.
Did you whack with your wishing hand? Or would you?
The wishing hand is a whacking hand.
Hey, listen, I'm just G-rated podcast, guys.
We're just talking about whacking. I don't know what you're talking about. You're the one talking about my track.
But no, I just remember with that event, little itty bitty snakes all over towns that were like impossible to find. And, you know, you'd leave eggs. I remember people would write messages in the eggs. That was fun. But like those freaking snakes, man, those were so hard to find. It was a nightmare. I not that was a prize track I did not get everything on. And I was okay with that back then. But
I spent a lot of times in neighbor towns trying to find three snakes.
Yeah, right. That event was painful. It was just painful.
But you know, there was so much time and detail in it, even though there probably wasn't that much in the prize, like if you go back and look at it, and lots of neighbor involvement, and you know, that drove us all to the TOUK, and you know.
Well, it was that event was the first event that was like a true event. You know, Christmas and Halloween before that, there were like minor prizes or little, there wasn't a set prize track. It was like, collect this, you know, you can unlock this, but it wasn't anything like a true prize track like Whacking Day was. So it was a big prize track from what I remember. It was like 12 or 13 items on there. It was huge.
Yeah.
So I mean that's really what sparked the community aspect of TSTO, I think, because like you said, that's where you know, people would go to other sites to try to get information or try to get you know, find out when their neighbors were dropping an egg that would hatch so they could find the damn snakes.
Yeah. I mean, literally the Jebediah Springfield statue is at fault for my entire TSTO journey. Like, no kidding. Like, I remember this guy I worked with, his name was Aaron, and he was like, he added me on there, and I was like, where'd you get the Jebediah Springfield statue? And he was like, oh, and he taught me the trick to like get it. And I was like, how in the world did you learn that? And he's like, this thing called the internet. I went to this site, and of course, you know, tips, right? And there's the article. And so like, I saw that and I shared it with a couple other people and then like dove into the comments like a fool. And
then, you know, like a damn fool.
And I think like, yeah, like that's how TOUK and then meeting you and other humans, like.
Can't sleep, clown will eat me.
Yeah, for sure. Both of us awake like 1 a.m. just whacking. I mean, that was when you and Andrew were still dating.
Well, we were engaged. We were, but yeah, no, it, it was that really was, you're right. That was the spark of it all, but this thing called the internet. Yeah. And then, you know, it's funny because I kind of had one direction for the show, but now I'm kind of thinking because you've been such a part of the history of the site and Simpson and everything kind of woven into it. I think it's just going to go in a totally different direction, but I'm just
another episode of Addicts Live.
It's true. No, but I was just thinking like, we don't talk about tips. You know, we don't talk about Bruno. We don't talk about tips, but I think the statute of limitations on talking about tips is kind of, worn off because so many people who knew the situation are no longer playing this game. So, yeah. But yeah, I mean, that's essentially what happened. So many of us went to TSTO Tips, which was the big site back then. And, right. And then from there, yeah, we went to TOUK, and that's, and we talked about that on another episode. That's like the Facebook of Tapped Out. And, say that again.
Does it still exist?
Yeah, it does. It does. Yeah, it's a different feel than it used to be. But yeah, it still exists. And I don't think any of the original faces are still there except for maybe a couple, but not in the originals. Yeah. Like Chris J is not there anymore. You know, those kind of folks.
Gotcha.
But yeah, and then from there, that's how Addicts was born because, you know, the tips, which we don't usually talk about, you know, was infiltrated, so to speak, by a bag who pretended to be somebody else who, you know, tricked everybody into buying hack donuts. And then it was a nightmare.
And Friends, right? That was the splinter site, TSTO Friends.
Yeah, so from tips, it went... So, I mean, it's kind of a convoluted history for those who don't know. I mean, it's been so long, really. This is we're talking 2013 here. But so Tips was run by a guy, Mr. T, right? T.
Yeah.
And so he was running the site, and then he had another guy, Mike, help him. And then this guy, kind of took over the site, this random guy that owned Game Zeno, also known as Lame Zeno in TSTO. And, all of a sudden there was like a big post about, get free donut or not get free donuts, something about time travel and how they figured out a way to get everybody all mystery unlocked things and, really weird random things about how you could get donuts, like get 10,000 donuts for $20. Yeah, and like, so many people fell for it because they trusted the guy. They trusted Mr. T. Did that again?
Jailbreak your game.
Yeah, basically. I mean, that's essentially what it was. They were hacking the game. What's that?
I pity the fool.
So, and what happened was when this guy took over the site, he kicked everybody, all the reputable writers off. Like, he just locked them all out of the site. So, from there, it really was like, I remember this day. This was like the Titanic sinking. Like, that's what it felt like. It was just like code red. Like, everything was crazy that day. It was like the weirdest thing because it was a game site about a silly game. And we were all kind of like freaked out. What do we do? What do we do? Because that at that point, that was the only site that you went to. They had all the information. So yeah, from there, Mike formed Topics, TSTO Topics.
Right.
And that was a lot of the writers from Tips that were like helping him, went there and they wrote for that. And then, meanwhile, the guy that took over Tips, like, was like, we're going to pay people to write for this site. And people not realizing that, what had happened, what had transpired, did that. And one of those people was cranky old guy. He was writing for Tips. I don't think he ever got paid for it. But once, and then from there, like Topic started. And then I think a week later we started Addicts. And like our whole goal at that point was to just do something different than everybody else was. And I think we've achieved that goal.
And crushed the competition.
Yeah, I mean, this is more stuff for like 10 years of Addicts, which we still have like a year and a half away from. But like, yeah, I mean, that's pretty much what our goal was.
Yeah. Well, no, I remember, like, we got like, I don't even know what the number was, but like 30 hits today. Like, that's 29 more than yesterday.
Or like, we're at 990 hits. I really hope 10 more people go to the site before midnight so we could get to 1,000.
Yeah.
I mean, it was...
And celebrating like every, and we still do like every comment, every person engaged. Like, I know I still jump on Addicts. Like, I get the notifications on my email when a new thing pops up, and I'm like, oh, there's Safi with his math, or yeah. And I like your posts like have so much more of you and your humor than like they used to. They used to be so formulaic. Like, yeah.
Yeah, I've upped the cheese factor, I guess.
Yeah, which is good.
You know,
good. Glimpse gotta, behind there.
Got to keep it fresh, right?
Yeah.
Although some folks don't appreciate my humor. And to those people, I say, go find another site. Good luck.
There aren't any.
We've crushed them all.
Shiny.
That's going to get me some hate in the forums right there. But yeah, so from there, like, we started Addicts. We wanted to do different things that other people weren't doing. And I think a lot of it too was, some folks had a chip on their shoulder. I won't name those people, but they had a chip on their shoulder because they asked if they could write for Tips and Tips said no. So it became a whole thing about, you know, trying to, crush the competition, I guess, so to speak. And then, yeah, so then, later that year, so this is August. So like later that year towards the fall, once Cranky kind of knew what was going on and everything, he started TSTO Friends, and that's where that splinter came from. So you had, I mean, there were other sites, like little sites, but the big sites, Topics was always the biggest, that spun off of Tips. Topics was always the biggest. Then there was us, then there was Friends. And of course you had the wiki and all that stuff. But then we just plugged away and did our thing. And
hey, I wrote really good stuff on the wiki.
Say that again.
I wrote some really good stuff because my words were just 100% taken and plugged away onto the. I was like, hey, that guy sounds a lot like me.
It's true. They just, that's what happened. They take our stuff. But yeah, so that's kind of the basic history for those who don't know. But yeah, I mean, all of that because of a game that.
Then you have, I was just thinking about adipose the other day.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, like the summer of adipose, you know.
Yeah, that was somebody who did. For those who don't know, he did a live stream show every week, kind of like what we used to do. We don't do them live anymore, but he did a live stream show every week where he would like go into a Springfield and like do things and be interactive, and that was fun.
Yeah, yeah, he was a really nice guy.
Yeah. I don't know what happened. I haven't heard from him since 2013.
He had a baby and like just like he was trying to monetize, and you know the money he was making from like covering TSTO was not conducive. There were other things he could be doing, so I think he just moved on to that.
Yes, I will tell you, if you're trying to get rich quick to writing about TSTO, it's not the place to be.
Yeah. I mean, for a year or two, you might pay your bills or someone else's, but yeah.
If you live alone, or no, if you share an apartment with six guys, a shoebox apartment with six people, and eat ramen noodles every day, maybe.
Yeah. Yeah.
It ain't much. We do it for the joy. It's the only thing that's kept me around for 10 years because I enjoy doing this silly thing.
I live with five other guys and I eat ramen noodles all the day.
Is that your spy cover story?
That's right.
COVID took down our spy. He hasn't been, well, he still travels a lot. I should say he hasn't been traveling much, but he's actually home.
I thought COVID found a new way to employ our spy.
Yeah, actually. Yeah.
So yeah, so all that history about a game that at that point was a huge game in the App Store. It was like number one or number two because Clash of Clans kept beating it in the App Store. But it was a huge game at that point. But everybody said this game will never last. It will never last. Even Homer made the joke in the last update about, you know, that was 2012. They told me no one would know. It wouldn't be big. It wouldn't go on. And that was 2012. And here we are 10 years later, still talking about this game, still playing this game. It's really kind of crazy to think.
It's still a good game. Like, you know,
well,
good, bad, indifferent. Like, even if you get a, what's the prize that always makes you mad that you're always ranting about?
Hot dog cooker bot.
Yeah. Even if you get a hot dog cooker bot, it doesn't change the fact that it's still a solid game. And the diet, they're still employing writers that give a rip. And that is the foundation of why I first laughed and loved the game, was it was my little pocket Simpsons universe that kept that thing going for me and gave me something new. And they're finding ways. Like, you may not like all the ways. It's sort of like new Star Wars television. There might be some things you have problems with, but it still exists. And so either continue or stop.
Or stop giving Disney your $7.99 a month for Disney Plus.
More in Canada, but just out of curiosity, both of you have been playing since such a long time. What do you think have they improved since the early days, and what do you miss the most from like the early days of Tapped Out?
You want to go first, Wook?
Well, so like I know there's still bugs, and yes, I'm not aware of what all the bugs currently are because I'm not, you know, moderating comments. But they used to be like severe, like widespread, like my Homer disappearing, like, you know,
that was like awful.
There was some really bad stuff, and like there was like nothing that could be done. And, you know, you're just like desperate with EA on the phone to get this addiction back in your life. And it doesn't feel like I've had like that. And I've had one another time where I was locked out, but all those were like early. And then they, you know, found whatever server space they needed for it, or maybe the number of users, like, you know, equalized. And, you know, it seems better. Like, now granted that there's somebody listening that's like, F you, Wookie. Like, I had whatever, blah, blah, blah. And like, I'm sorry about your bad luck, because I feel that. Like, I've had it too. But or maybe it's just because my town's so giant that it has its own damn server over at EA headquarters, because it's pretty massive. And I still have land. Wow.
An item limit cap.
Yeah. But,
No, I agree with you on that, though. Like, the bugs that we used to see, you know, 10 years ago, 11 years ago, or 11 years ago. Now I'm giving it more time. 10 years ago, 9 years ago, were really widespread. Like, if something happened, it happened to almost everyone. Now we still see the bugs, but most of it's like isolated incidents, you know, or it's not something like there was a glitch, not a glitch, a bug with the prize track for Cirque du Simpsons, where they had like an issue with the currency. It wasn't showing properly. So they fixed it within like 5 hours of the event hitting, and it was fine. You know, yeah. The last big thing I can remember happening was when, say that again.
With the rollback glitch?
Well, the rollback glitch was pretty big. That was pretty widespread. But I mean, it also didn't impact everyone. Like there were some glitches that just impacted everyone. And you're right. You don't see those anymore. That is the biggest thing. Now the biggest issue I see is people getting the re-download all the time because they don't have enough space on their phone. Because let's face it, this game is a giant storage suck of a device. I mean, it wants all your storage on your phone. But what was the rest of your questions? What's different now versus?
That was what's better. What do you think? What about what's worse, or what do you miss that you wish they'd bring back from the early days?
So first, Lyle Landley, stop teasing, right? Make a Wookiee's dreams come true. He doesn't have to be voiced, although, you know, why bring him there if he's not going to be voiced? But
come on.
Do you know what I was just thinking about this the other day. I almost wrote a post, but almost only counts in horseshoes, hand grenades, and atomic warfare, right? I was like thinking about like jotting down these notes in like my Word document on my break at work about the days where we're like, we need more kids, we need more wives, we need more this. And like, there were all these lists of things that we need, that we wanted, like 2013, 14, 15, like what a Wookiee wants. And like, I was looking at my town and I was like, there are like 40 children, like aimlessly wandering the streets, not going to school. Like, there are all of these, like,
sounds like real life.
There's more men than women, but there are so many more women in the game. It's just wild. And like, you know, Movementarians made it in. That made my day. You know, it's not just monorail blew my mind, but now we have Movementarians and all sorts of different superheroes and every iteration of Christmas and so many Treehouse of Horrors. And, you know, there's multiple versions of Homer and Marge and whatnot. And I'm just like, well, I know there's lots more because the show's been running so long. It's just a treasure trove. I was just like, man, you remember back in the day where we're like, I just want Mrs. Wiggum. Is that too much to ask? Like, that was Alyssa's like her rally cry. Like, I just want Mrs. Wiggum. And then like after a while we got her and it's like, now what?
Yeah, that's
Mrs. Wiggum and the giant toilet. So we're still waiting.
I still want my damn giant toilet. All right. EA, if you're watching, I want the giant toilet. I've been waiting 10 years for this freaking toilet.
I mean, my current, like, one, I want Lucy Lawless. I got Weird Al. Why can't I get Lucy Lawless? You know what I mean? You want to make a Wookiee's dreams come true. But,
For me, I think, you know, I think what's really improved, and this has really become evident over the last, set, like, really taking this trip down TSDO memory lane, the prizes have gotten a lot better in events. And I, while the formula is kind of stale, I will say, like, the rinse and repeat, I miss good gameplay. The prizes are significantly better than they used to be. The prize tracks are way better. And I really like mini events versus level updates. I really enjoy a mini event. I was really happy when they brought that element in. And then the other thing that I think has really improved is just dialogue. The dialogue has gotten so much better over the last like 3 years compared. There was a period of time where the dialogue was just terrible. It was like they just didn't care. And it's suddenly they got these really good writers back, and the dialogue has just been so great the last like three or four years. So that's, I mean, that's my opinion on that.
Yeah. I mean, there's, it just keeps going and it's, the dialogue's great and we get more prizes and your inventory is limitless. You know,
it's true. And if we only, if we could only get a search feature in the inventory, that'd be a lot, that'd be helpful.
Like just the other day, I took a tour of Saffy's Town just because I was like, wonder if we ever rebuilt from that apocalypse, you know? And I was like, well, okay, there we go. So
you haven't looked at my town, or if you have, you wouldn't tell me, because last time we talked about my town, you told me how it wasn't good. So, you know, you won't make that mistake again.
I don't speak about things that'll accidentally hurt my sister's feelings.
It's okay. Right now, my town is a poop show.
I mean, I still have Shelf Cleaner's Town, like on my friends list. And I think it still looks like a zombie apocalypse.
There you go.
So,
there's
a couple old time addicts that still like TP my elementary school all the time. Remember when that was the height of like TSTO was who you TP'd?
Yeah, who you and then who would yell at you for doing it, because there would always be fights about, you know, you vandalized my police station, how dare you.
And then just doing giant murals in my town, although there's still one up in my crusty line. So,
and you, yeah, still haven't hit your item limits.
No, although I don't have a giant like image of Chewbacca in the center of my town anymore. But that was for a while.
Although I remember I did the Blue Jays logo for a while. That was always fun.
Yeah, it definitely says Shelbyville stinks right next to my Shelbyville.
A few moments later.
Would you, let me ask you this, since we already kind of dove off into this. I would say that like TSTO, Saf, we've talked about this before. It's broken up into like three eras, I think. Like you've got the old school TSTO that was like 2012 to like 2014, the end of 2014, which was like the classic events, the classic style of gameplay, you know, the golden age of TSTO that we all hold so dear and like reverent. And then you've got 15 to like 18, that's where they changed the gameplay style. You had these mini events with games. You had you had events with different acts, and you had you know, challenges you had to do. You had some games you had to complete. You had things you had to squish, things you had to tap. Like the casino event comes to mind, where you had like these extra games within the event. And then you had the era that we're in now, which is like 2019 to now, which is the era of the multi-event, where it's tap, rinse, and repeat. Even mini events are tap, rinse, and repeat. There's no game element to them anymore. So, but the prizes are so much better now in this era of TSTO. So would you rather have harder gameplay or better prizes?
Better prizes. So, I mean, yeah, like I remember grinding through like events and like hoping, like looking at prize calendars. Like I was like, oh, I'm close, you know what I mean? And am I gonna have to use donuts to like get to this, like to get everything? And they used to be that the last prize was something you really wanted. It wasn't a hot dog cooker bot, you know?
Freaking hot dog cooker bots, man, let me tell you.
Yeah. And I'm not sure if it's like they did analytics and found that, you know, people weren't spending the donuts to get to the very end. But, you know, or maybe they just ran out of some really good stuff or the different people designed them. But like at the end of an event, you're just done. You're like, I don't know if I'm going to play for like a week or 2 weeks. You know, I might just take this time to like log in once a day, clear out. So, and I mean, clearing your town used to be a thing. Like now you can just go and hit the Skyfinger Monument. Everything's gone. And then like anybody with like, you know, thumbs up, and unless like you're, you know, cranky that has to like keep grandpa feeding pigeons to a black hole. Like, you know what I mean? Like some people don't just run. Like I've got a couple characters that there's things I like seeing them do and they bring me joy. So like hoverboard task or, you know, There's like different things. They're all get a wild hair and be like, I'm going to make every animated task go in my town and make my phone go crazy. there's a lot of characters, but you know, it just used to be a lot. And now it's, I can go in once a day, you know, during an event, twice a day and finish an event, no problem, and get whatever it is that they're giving to me. And for the most part, it goes in my town. I don't really store too much and I still have land. And I'm not a crazy designer, but I'm still a designer, you know. My mega prison is still up in my town.
Yeah, well, I'll link the how-to about the mega prison in the show notes. So anybody who's curious about how to make a super high security maximum mega prison, you can get a tutorial direct from the Wookster.
I'm proud of that. It looks cool, like 3D designing, like. There's so much that we've done. And I do like little tricks and things. And I love to like throw a billboard like right behind a building where it looks like it's up on the roof. Or, you know, I think Lisa's balance beam is right lined up with the roof of Lugash's. So when I do that task, like she's like somersaulting on the roof, which is so Lugash. A little girl, do cartwheels on a roof. So I am Lugash.
But I mean, so yeah, I mean, I tend to agree with you. I mean, I wish there was some element of a challenge to gameplay. Like when we had the trivia at Christmas, that was fun because it just was like, it made you stop and think for a second. It was like, oh, let me think about this.
Well, that was a neat twist.
Yeah. So, but like the prizes in this era that we're in now are so much better. Even when you get a mystery box token on a prize track, which I always complain about, but like, you're always getting 5 prizes on a prize track. I mean, so you're getting 20 prizes per event. And they're, for the most part, at least in the last couple of years, they've always been new prizes. Whereas in the past, like I'm just looking at the Superheroes event from 2015, and this is the Superheroes 1. There were 4 issues to this. So it was like 4 acts, but back then they were called issues. And each one only had 3 prizes on it. So you had And half the prizes were costumes, but like you only had, you know, you had 12 prizes this entire thing. And I think that they've really stepped up the prize element. Now it's like we're in this era of everybody wins in TSTO. You don't have, I don't really see anybody say, oh, I couldn't get it. I struggled. I couldn't unlock everything because you have so much time to unlock. Even if you miss Act 1, you really can go back 3 weeks later and finish Act 1. So I just think we're in this, I wish we had a little bit more of a difficulty level of gameplay, or they did something creative again, like the casino event where you had the games you could play and that was a fun element to it. But I don't miss the, as you were saying, the grindiness of it all. You know, you look at some of these past events and you were grinding away to get something that like you're like, I don't even need this, like crafting currency on the prize track. You're like, I don't want this. Like, what the hell do I need this for?
Well, setting timers and like, you know, the entire ad, like, you know, it's life runningly fun. Like, yes, that's meant to be a joke. You know what I mean? Like, I know of tappers that had to like put the game down because the addiction was running their life. You know what I mean? And like, there have been friendships soured, and you know, there have been strange business stuff, and there's lame Zeno, like
milk. And meatballs, yeah. And meatballs and margaritas.
Well, I used to wake up like every 4 hours, like in the middle of the night, just so I could just in bed quickly tap clear and then go back to sleep. Like, yeah, it was life ruiningly fun.
You had to,
yeah. And like the calendar actually carried a lot of weight. Like, I mean, you had to see if you were staying on top of things or not. Like these days. Oh, occasionally, like when the act launches on like a Saturday or something, by the time I posted the calendar, like half of the addicts have already completed the act. Like, who needs the calendar at this point?
Yeah. And I think, you know, EA, like people like, you know, saying like, oh, I don't like the hot dog cooker bot, you know, they're like, okay, you don't like it, but it was something new. But people being like, I ruined my life and I didn't get everything. Like,
Let me just clarify. It's not that I didn't like the hot dog cooker bot. It's that it was the final prize of the event.
I know.
That to me was like, You build up and you for everything and you get a hot dog cooker bot. Okay, thanks. Like I would have rather have had Bestimus Mucho as the final prize. That would have been better.
All the Transmorphers.
Yeah, I mean that would have been a better prize for the final. I wouldn't have cared if the hot dog cooker bot was like prize two on act three, but the final prize of the entire event, it was, yeah.
I mean, they dive all in for some of that Treehouse of Horror stuff, and others, it's just King Snorky. Like, I literally was in my town the other day, and like I saw the little gray jump, and like I need reading glasses now, so half the time I have to have my glasses on while I'm playing the game, and like held my phone closer, and I was like, Snorky! I forgot about you. Snorky speak, man. But I was like, oh, the dreams of my dolphin apocalypse, like Treehouse of Horror event, you know? But maybe next one.
I see it. I mean, we've been seeing this trend of Treehouse of Horror events being not at Halloween, like right now.
Yeah.
You know, this stuff from the Cirque de Springfield is... you know, a lot of it's from that Strongman Homer or the All Freaks, No Geeks.
Freaks, No Geeks. Freaks, No Geeks.
There you go. Freaks, No Geeks episode. Season
25, episode 4.
Safi's my walking Simpsons dictionary now. Sorry, Will.
He's also the one doing the close to the where did it come from. So I remember when all that information was right on the top of my lips because I just like dove through everything. I'm still reasonably okay. I could have told you that was in the latter seven seasons.
Oh, I still text you when I don't know. I have no hesitation in sending you a text book. Where's this from?
Yeah, and I mean that 8-pound 6-ounce baby book that I got, that was a godsend.
Yeah,
but it's only good for 20 seasons. So, yeah, if you gave up after somewhere before season 20, you were out.
The show needs to go to season 40 so they can make a part two of that book.
Yeah, I'd be down. That book's a mamma jamma. That's not even a coffee table book. It's just it said on the back that this book weighs 8 pounds, 6 ounces, the same as a human child. So you're like, okay. So, yeah.
So what do you think? What do you think the longevity on this game is? I mean, do you still hold? I mean, we've said for years this game is going to run as long as the show runs. Do you still think that holds true?
I mean, we're going to a decade, so I think it can last as long. It obviously makes enough money for it to continue. You know what I mean? Because nothing. EA is not in the business of making people happy without profit.
It's true.
So they found some sort of model where, I mean, I'm sure it's not making as much as when it was, you know, 3 years old and the heights of like ad revenue and all that. But yeah, and it doesn't, and for a mobile game to not have like some sort of crazy ad, like every game has like some sort of thing where you have to watch the ad to get the free currency. And TSTO has never had to go to that model. And maybe it just gets that grandfathered in because it's one of the first. But yeah, I mean, I say if we survive the decade, like they get to 10 years and they're not just like, it's been a good 10 years. Bye-bye. Simpsons on a couch. It's Christmas. Who knows? You know, there's people employed and they're making money. And mobile games are so like, they're all profit, you know. Like, yes, there is a margin for designers and whatnot, but we learned, you know, through the site, through a guy that did designs. It's not even people in-house, like in EA. It's artists, like outside, like doing the work and sending it in. And yeah, I mean, as long as they're making money and it's profitable, why not? You know, and the Simpsons, they're in there. Wait till Mickey Mouse realizes there's money to be made off of TSTO.
I have a feeling that might be part of our newfound relationship with EA, honestly. The timing was a little coincidental. Saf, what do you think? I don't think I've asked you that question. What do you think about that?
I could see it going on as long as the show does. And as far as how long the show goes on, I mean, the ratings are pretty decent. And the content, I feel like, the last three seasons have just been really, really solid. Like you mentioned, what you liked about the game now compared to then, that the dialogue has really improved in the last 3 years. That's my answer as well. I feel like the dialogue the last 3 years has been the strongest of any of the 9 years I've played the game. And the show, likewise, I feel like I agree. I mean, it's no one can deny that like season 3 to 9 were like head and shoulders above the rest. But I feel like the last three seasons are really superior to like the mid-20s and early-20s and so forth, or even the late teens seasons. So I can see the show going on for a while and the game going on for a while as well.
Yeah, I mean, listen, as long as people keep putting money into this game, I think people will continue to play. It is, Wookie had a point about the, you know, watch an ad to unlock this. We don't have that in this game. We've never had that in this game. And premium currency is so easy to get in this game. You know, remember the days when you'd see somebody that had 5,000 donuts in their game, 10,000 donuts in the game, be like, "You hacked your game. The shame." And now it's like, you know, everybody's got that many donuts in their game just because they're just so easy to get, which is why they have the stuff behind a paywall, certain items. And I think that in itself will help contribute to keep the longevity of the game, because, you know, I do think like if we get Lyle Langley, yeah, he'll be behind a paywall.
Yeah.
Because what better way than to charge everybody $9.99 to bring that character into Springfield. But I think, you know, as long as the show's running, as long as they have content, and as long as they're making money, we'll continue having the show. I've said this many times in the show, this game, and I've said this many times. Just because the game might continue, I don't know that the site will continue. 10 years is a long time to be doing this. So yeah, just keep that in mind. But so yeah, does anyone have any final thoughts on 10 years of TSTO?
Like superheroes good, movie variants bad. You know, wouldn't be an Addicts Live without saying just be careful of Colts, you know. And they're
the Indianapolis Colts?
Yeah, especially them. And then yeah, it's great. Like Simpsons is rad. And if, well, everybody listening plays a game, so there are people. Yeah. Although there are, every once in a while, the person shows up that's not into The Simpsons at all playing the game. And you're like, huh? What?
Yeah.
Okay. Like, yeah. Or maybe you started playing the game with your grandkids and then just moved on into the world of Italian restaurants, you know? Still one of my friends, actually, through social media. So, yeah.
All right. So, Saf, do you have any final thoughts?
No, I mean, like 10 years. There's no other game I've played close to as many years. I mean, I've downloaded so many games on my phone. I've given them all like a couple years, 3 years, maybe 4 years tops. I can't think of any other game that I've played close to as much. And every other game, as you mentioned, like relies on ads. This is just such a unique game. The community also from the site just draws me in and keeps me going as well. So yeah, it's just next level.
Yeah, I will say far and away, while there are some peculiar characters in the world of TSTO, the community of TSTO is far and away some of the best gaming community. The folks are just good people. They want to help each other, and that's, you don't see that with other games, you know, working on the other side with Family Guy and things like that. You know, you don't always see that. So I think that's what makes TSTO special and unique, and the fact that it's still around, still supported. We still get 6 major updates and 6 mini updates every year, so 12 updates a year. I mean, that's phenomenal for a game that's been going on this long. So
yeah.
All right. Well, with that being said, I think we're gonna cut it off here. But well, it was so great having you back. I'm so glad to see your smiling face.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I wish I could make more of these.
Hey, it's okay.
Yeah.
But I'm glad this one worked out. I'm glad to see your smiling face. And you know, we'll give a you know, for those looking for more Wookiee, you can always get him on his podcast, which is Laugh It Up Fuzzball. So you go to laughitupfuzzball.net still, right?
No, it's on Anchor. So just go wherever you find podcasts and look up Laugh It Up Fuzzball.
There you go.
A face similar to this in a Wookiee outfit. Which is my avatar from Addicts that was gifted to me by Alyssa the Amazing. And yeah, and it's anchor.fm/laugh-it-up-fuzzball.
Yeah, that's too much. So just search Laugh It Up Fuzzball wherever you listen to podcasts. Yeah. And you can get more more Wookiee that way.
Yeah. It's a good time. And speaking of doing things that don't make money, it's all about love. That would be the almost 6 years I've been doing that podcast. So
that's true.
I'm a button for sharing my geekiness for free. That's okay. I've made some good friends along the way, and that's what's worth it.
That's what matters. It's like this site, you know. I do it because of the relationships we've made.
There's no, like, you in Jersey and I lived in North Carolina at the time. There's no way that life was gonna make us friends. So a silly little game, and then Saf from Canada and all the other characters and assorted people, like, yeah, you know what I mean,
and not just friends, my brother from another mother.
Yes.
And I still send your mother a Christmas card every year too.
I don't even think I sent my mom a Christmas card.
She's the Wookiee grandma in this house, so
that's funny. Although we do the pictures with the hands and stuff, so she got that. Although she just got it last weekend because we didn't see her since, because Rona. So, yeah.
So with all that being said, we are off. Thank you everyone for watching. Thanks for listening. And we will see you guys on the next show. Wook, thanks so much for joining us.
TTFN. Wookiee.
Bye.